Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 16th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. Apple has released a handful of new betas today. Leading the way is iOS 12.4 Beta 7 alongside watchOS 5.3 Beta 5. iOS 12.4 has been in an extended beta testing period ahead of the launch of Apple Card. Apple has said that Apple Card will launch sometime this summer. Bloomberg reported last month that Apple had expanded internal Apple Card testing to include retail employees, vastly growing the test group beyond corporate staff. iOS 12.4 lays the groundwork for many of the new iOS features needed for Apple Card, including changes to the wallet app that help you track things like budget and spending, as well as the Apple Card setup process. Additionally, Apple today has released the fourth developer beta of macOS Catalina. This update comes 2 weeks after Apple released macOS Catalina Beta 3, and of note, Apple is warning developers about one major incompatibility in today's release. If you rely on Swift UI previews in the Xcode 11 beta, you'll want to hold off on updating to Catalina Beta 4 today, as it prevents the Swift UI preview feature from working at all. The fourth developer betas of watchOS 6 and iOS 13 have yet to be released, but we expect them to come sometime this week. Apple has also pushed a second silent update to macOS as it continues to battle the Zoom webcam hijacking flaw. This update targets apps like Ring Central and Zumu, which use the same underlying code as Zoom. In case you missed it, last week the video conferencing app Zoom was found to have installed a hidden web server on macOS. This web server made it easy for users to join Zoom meetings with one click, but it also left users susceptible to having their webcam and microphone hijacked. Apps such as Ring Central use the same underlying code as Zoom, and therefore they also installed their own web server in macOS. These web servers are what Apple is focusing on removing with its silent updates. Even when users themselves would uninstall apps like Zoom and Ring Central, the web server would still persist. This means that users without the app installed wouldn't get the updates deployed by the companies themselves, yet they would still have the vulnerable web server on their Mac, and this is why Apple has stepped in to remove those web servers completely. Today's silent update does not require any user interaction to install and focuses just on removing those web servers, so you won't notice any other changes. Unfortunately, Ring Central and Zumu aren't the only video apps that use Zoom's code, so Apple says that it hopes to patch the vulnerability for all of Zoom's partner apps in the coming days. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. We all know that mirroring MacBooks and iPhones to the Apple TV is easy, but do you ever wish that your Apple TVs could do more? With Ditto, you can let anyone wirelessly share their screen, Mac, Windows, Android, Chrome, and iOS to the Apple TVs in your workspace. It works with just the hardware you already have, and it's incredibly simple to use. If you're already using Apple TVs in your office, Ditto is the easiest way to give your guests and employees seamless screen mirroring access to share content no matter what device they're using. You can try Ditto for free for 30 days now at goditto.com. That's goditto.com, and my thanks to Ditto for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Apple is reportedly planning to fund original podcasts for its Apple Podcast platform, according to a new report from Bloomberg. This news comes as platforms like Spotify start to invest hundreds of millions of dollars into original podcasting. Up until now, Apple has taken a rather hands-off approach to podcasting. The Apple Podcast app serves as a directory to find podcasts from creators everywhere, with Apple making the app and all associated features available for free. Apple's rumored push into original podcasting comes as the company also expands its original content efforts on all fronts. Apple TV Plus will launch in the fall with Apple's original TV shows and movies, while Apple Arcade will offer access to exclusive games. Both Apple TV Plus and Apple Arcade will be subscription services, but it's unclear how or if Apple plans to monetize its original podcasts. Apps like Spotify and Stitcher have taken some criticism for locking podcasts behind a paywall, so it will be interesting to see how Apple treads in this area going forward. In other news, CarPlay now works with audiobooks borrowed from your local library. Libby is a popular ebook and audiobook iOS app that works with 90% of public libraries in North America, and it has been updated with an all-new CarPlay app that allows you to listen to your borrowed audiobooks with ease while in the car. The app's CarPlay integration for rented audiobooks through supported libraries features the ability to change playback speeds, skip forward and back, as well as pause and play. It's available as a free download on the App Store, and you can learn more in the show notes below. Last but not least, our full Prime Day coverage continues on 9to5 Toys. We've rounded up deals on iPad Pro, Apple Watch, accessories, and much more. You can find all of the latest deals in our full 9to5 Toys Prime Day hub at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Ditto for sponsoring today's episode. If you're not already, be sure to subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily and Apple Podcasts. Read all of these stories on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.